Kate Fontanazza of Milwaukee and John Hyde of Luck were among about 40 people arrested for trespassing last fall at the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation. That's the Georgia Military Training School that used to be called the School of the Americas. Critics say the training aids Latin American death squads and other groups that abuse human rights. Following a trial last week, the 53-year-old Fontanazza and 47-year-old Hyde were sentenced to 6 months in federal prison. Same goes for 65-year-old Father Jerry Zawada, who used to live in Milwaukee. Fontanazza will also have to pay a $1,000 fine. She says she does not regret protesting at the training school.
I know I did the right thing. We need to address our government, and I have written letters to the senators and representatives of Wisconsin, and I've helped organize prayer vigils, and I've done demonstrations in Milwaukee, perfectly legal demonstrations, but I had to use my body this time.
Fontanazza says she isn't sure if her protest will help a movement to close the school.
Well, I guess I think it's every person who steps up and talks and speaks their mind, and you know, I think people are gathering momentum, and I think, yes, I think there is possible change coming. I think people are really looking for a more nonviolent world.
There's a bill in Congress to close the training school, but the measure comes as the Bush administration wants more help for the military to fight the president's war on terrorism. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.